What is a chest x-ray?
A chest x-ray is a picture of the chest that shows your heart, lungs, airway, blood vessels, and lymph nodes. A chest x-ray also shows the bones of your spine and chest, including your breastbone, ribs, collarbone, and the upper part of your spine. A chest x-ray is the most common imaging test or x-ray used to find problems inside the chest. A chest x-ray can help find some problems with the organs and structures inside the chest. Usually, two pictures are taken, one from the back of the chest and another from the side. In an emergency, when only one x-ray picture is taken, a front view is usually done. Doctors may not always get the information they need from a chest x-ray to find the cause of a problem. If the results from a chest x-ray are not normal or do not give enough information about the chest problem, more specific x-rays or other tests may be done, such as a computed tomography, ultrasound, echocardiography, or MRI scan.
Why is a chest x-ray done?
A chest x-ray is done to help find the cause of common symptoms such as a cough, shortness of breath, or chest pain. To find lung conditions such as pneumonia, lung cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, cystic fibrosis, or a collapsed lung, which is called a pneumothorax. It's also done to monitor treatment for these conditions. And it's done to find some heart problems, such as an enlarged heart, heart failure, and problems causing fluid in the lungs, known as pulmonary edema, and to monitor treatment for these conditions. It's also done to look for problems from a chest injury, such as rib fractures or lung damage. A chest x-ray may also be used to find foreign objects, such as coins or other small pieces of metal, in the tube to the stomach, called the esophagus, the airway, and the lungs. A chest x-ray may not be able to see food, nuts, or wood fibers. And sometimes, a chest x-ray is used to see if a tube, catheter, or other medical device has been placed in the proper position in a lung, the heart, the blood vessels of the chest, or the stomach.
How is a chest x-ray done?
A chest x-ray is taken by a radiology technologist. The pictures are usually read by a radiologist who writes the report. Other types of doctors, such as a family medicine doctor, an internist, or a surgeon, also may review chest x-rays. You will need to take off jewelry that might be in the way of the x-ray picture. You may need to take off all or most of your clothes above the waist. You may be allowed to keep on your underwear if it does not get in the way of the test. You will be given a gown to wear during the test. Two x-ray views of the chest are usually taken. One view is taken from the back, the other view is taken from the side of the body. But other views may be needed, depending on what your doctor is looking for. In an emergency, only one picture may be taken, usually from the front. You usually stand with your front against an x-ray plate for the pictures. If you need to sit or lie down, someone will help you get into the correct position. You will need to hold very still during the x-ray to prevent blurring of the picture. You may be asked to hold your breath for a few seconds while the x-ray picture is taken. Most hospitals and some clinics have portable x-ray machines. If a chest x-ray is done with a portable x-ray machine at your bedside in a hospital, an x-ray technologist and nurse will help you move into the correct position. Usually only one picture from the front is taken.
How do you prepare for a chest x-ray?
Tell your doctor if you are or might be pregnant. A chest x-ray usually is not done during pregnancy because the radiation could harm the unborn baby. But the chance of harm to the fetus is very small. If you need a chest x-ray, you will wear a lead apron to help protect your baby. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you have regarding the need for the test, its risks, how it will be done, or what the results mean.